This story is created by a parent like you, using Tailbot.
Paxton and Prince William, Guardians of the Gigantic City Grove. A special bedtime story for Paxton. In the heart of the bustling city of Manhattan, where towering skyscrapers kissed the sky and the streets buzzed with endless activity, lived a young boy named Paxton. Despite the concrete jungle surrounding him, Paxton had a profound love for nature, cherishing the tiny park near his home as if it were a vast forest. This park, known to the few who noticed it, was home to the last few trees in the entire city. One night, as Paxton gazed out of his window, wishing upon a star for more green spaces, his room suddenly filled with a soft, emerald glow. Before him appeared Prince William, not a prince from the tales of old but a magical guardian of nature, dressed in leaf-adorned robes and with a twinkle in his eye. "Hello, Paxton," Prince William said with a gentle smile. "I've heard your wishes and have come to ask for your help. Our city's last trees are in danger, and only someone with a pure heart and love for nature can save them. Will you join me on this adventure?" Paxton, wide-eyed with wonder, nodded eagerly, and together, they set off into the night, the city's sleeping silhouette guiding their path. They arrived at the park, where the trees seemed to whisper greetings in the gentle breeze. It was here Prince William revealed the threat to their leafy friends, Lumberjack Andre, a man who had forgotten the beauty of nature in his quest for progress, planned to cut down the remaining trees by dawn. Their mission clear, Paxton and Prince William sought the wisdom of the park's oldest and wisest inhabitant, a wood nymph named Willow. Willow, with her bark-like skin and hair of cascading leaves, listened intently before speaking in a voice that rustled like autumn leaves. "The key to saving the trees lies within the heart," she said cryptically. "Show the one who has lost his way the beauty of what he seeks to destroy, and you might just change his mind." As the first light of dawn painted the sky in hues of pink and orange, Paxton and Prince William found Lumberjack Andre preparing his tools near the biggest oak in the park. Mustering all his courage, Paxton stepped forward, his voice steady but kind. "Please, Mr. Andre, look at these trees. They're not just wood, they're homes, they're air, they're life."
"Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams."
"They're what make this city a home for us all," Paxton pleaded. Lumberjack Andre, ready to dismiss the boy's plea, paused and truly looked for the first time. He saw not just the trees but the squirrels bustling about, preparing for the day, the birds singing their morning songs, and even a small group of early risers practicing Tai Chi, embraced by the peace the park offered. Touched by Paxton's words and what he witnessed, Andre's heart softened. I hadn't realized. I've been so focused on my task that I forgot to see the beauty and life these trees bring," he admitted, a hint of remorse in his voice. Prince William smiled, a gleam of pride in his eyes for Paxton. "It takes great bravery to stand up for what you believe in, and greater still to open someone's heart to the beauty of nature. You've done well, young guardian." With Andre's change of heart, the city's last trees were saved, and Paxton became known as the guardian of the gigantic city grove. But their adventure didn't end there. Inspired by Paxton's passion and the newfound appreciation for the trees, the people of Manhattan came together to plant more trees, transforming the city into a lush, green haven. From that day on, Paxton didn't just wish upon stars for more green spaces, he worked alongside Prince William, Willow, and even Lumberjack Andre, who had become a great friend and ally, to protect and nurture them. And as for the park, it thrived like never before, a testament to the power of love, bravery, and the importance of nature in our lives. As Paxton laid down to sleep that night, the city quieter and greener than it had been when he woke, he knew that the greatest adventures lay in caring for the world around us. And with that thought, he drifted off to sleep, dreams of emerald forests and magical friends filling his mind, a soft smile on his lips. And so, dear Paxton, remember, no matter where you are, even in the heart of the busiest city, nature is a friend worth cherishing and protecting, for it gives us so much more than we could ever give in return. Good night, Guardian of the Gigantic City Grove.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.